The complexity of dealing with human resource issues in the government service of Barbados has been the focus of a speech in the Senate by trade unionist and independent Senator Toni Moore. She chose the opportunity of debate on an amendment to the Constitution to make a strong recommendation for complete reform of the HR system in government.
Within the public sector, human resources management is undertaken not by one single department. It is a centralized system that functions through the Ministry of the Civil Service, the Training Administration Division, and the Public Service Commission, with the Personnel Administration Division acting as its secretariat.
Senator Moore noted that these various government departments do not only operate in different spaces, they sometimes speak and see things differently as well.
That is important to understand, because when people who function within a private sector context think of an HR department, they're thinking of one unit within an organization that doesn't have these parts operating not only in physically in different spaces, but intellectually sometimes as well, and strategically in different places and spaces.
Senator Moore added,
I've been taught that form must follow function. So when we are looking at addressing cause and not symptoms, we must therefore look at the entire system and see where there is need for rework. The need for a complete rework of the HR system if we are going to achieve public sector reform. I acknowledge that public sector reform, Mr. President, is very complex. It is very complex and it is very difficult, not only technically, but within the public service context, it is very difficult politically. But decisions must be made in a policy environment that is not distorted, as we've been hearing from opposition senator. A policy environment that is not distorted by dysfunctional institutions. We must fix the dysfunctional institutions, and in fixing it, it is not only the Public Service Commission that we must fix, it's Personnel Administration Division, it is the Ministry of the Civil Service.
The General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union went on to share the view that we now have a system in government where too often you cannot get answers or explanations for the inefficiencies in the system.
You find Ministry of Civil Service passing off responsibility to Public Service Commission, Public Service Commission palming off responsibility to the secretariat that then provided information, the secretariat saying that it doesn't know the criteria by which the Public Service Commission will make assessments for recruitment. You can't get recourse by going to the Public Service Commission, because the Public Service Commission operates and speaks through the PAD, which is the secretariat. So you raise the issues with civil service. Civil service tell you, well, that's a PAD issue. So it means that workers really have no recourse. And that is the problem within the system. So the amendments before us, I support those. I support these, but beyond these, I support the need for us to move with haste to look at the entire HR system of government. And that is not a look that would lead to solutions that say we shift person A from here to there. Shifting resources is not going to create the change.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union and Independent Senator Toni Moore. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.